Hello, hi. Wild Breathers.
That's right.
Fans of this podcast are called Wild Breathers.
No, they're called Heroes Pathers.
Oh, yeah. No, fans of Breath of the Wild are called Wild Breathers.
Yeah.
Fans of Tears of the Kingdom are called Crybabies.
Uh-huh.
Fans of this podcast, I guess, would be Heroes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Though I like Crybabies, actually. I'm turning that one around in my head right now, and I like it.
Isn't it perfect?
It's pretty good. I was definitely a crybaby the first time I played this game.
Exactly.
Which is to say that I am playing it again.
Ooh.
Welcome to Heroes Path Season 2. I'm joking. We're not going to podcast about it.
No, that's a great way of put. I want to frame your current project as Season 2 of this podcast. It's a YouTube channel.
I'll allow it, I suppose, because it's kind of in the same idea. What's happened is I started a YouTube channel. Or rather, I, like, resurrected a YouTube channel that I uploaded a single video to, like, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm putting daily videos of me playing the Tears of the Kingdom.
And you're just going to play the whole game and just talk about how much you love all of the parts of it?
I am going to play the entire video game Tears of the Kingdom again, because as we talked about on this podcast, I played that game too fast. Yes. And I am going to do my best to take it at a much more deliberate pace and not rush and see if I can wrench some more enjoyment out of it than I did the first time.
Okay.
And the framing device, the catch is I don't want to do like a full, like, 300 hours.
So I want you to know that the descriptor of this episode or extrastode that people see in iTunes before they start listening is Zach has a podcast about, or a YouTube channel of the caves in Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, okay. So people already
know. So you can't slow play this.
Yeah. So no, I'm only recording videos of the caves because I was really smitten with the caves in this video game. And I thought it would be fun if I did an entire daily release video project where each day is a single cave, which is like a little tiny bite-sized chunk of the video game, and then nothing else.
Nothing else. You barely get to see any of the outside.
Yeah, that's the idea.
And I remember you bringing this idea up, like, right after we started, like, right after we did the podcast about Tears of the Kingdom. And I said, I don't know, Zach. I don't think there's enough material in the caves. And then I played some more Tears of the Kingdom, and I understood what you meant about the caves in this game. I get it now.
They're all just cool, and they all manage to have something at least a little bit unique going on.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to get that across with this project.
Now, as of this recording, you've done, like, 2 or 3 caves. I don't know how to count for sure because there was, like, an episode 0. But you've done a small... I've only seen a small amount of the videos. How many have you recorded so far?
I can look. I have a spreadsheet. I'm actually very organized with this. It's also been awesome. Fun to, like... figure out a pipeline and figure out how to be doing this. I see 11 episodes have been recorded.
Cool.
I'm at the moment trying to record out like a week in advance. Mm-hmm. We'll see how much I stick to that one direction or the other. Because like a day like today, I'm like, oh, I could play more game today. And I'm like, oh, I've got enough of a backlog. I need to slow down a little bit.
Okay, great. And so having done 11 caves, basically, or more than 11, if you're not counting, whatever, with what you've done so far, what have you learned about Tears of the Kingdom that you didn't know when we recorded those podcasts about it?
Let me think. I don't know that I've settled on any major revelations just yet. Other than, like, in some of the stuff I recorded this week, I've got a better grasp of some of the quest structure stuff going on.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think that'll come up in the episode at all, but I know in that previous episode we talked about a little bit of our
You mean the main quest structure?
Some of the main quest structure stuff and just the way things unlock and everything. I had to peek behind the curtain on that a little bit today to figure some stuff out, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's how that's laid out.
Oh, but we're not going to see that on the YouTube.
Probably not, unless I end up talking about it.
Okay.
I'm not trying to plan ahead too much.
It's not cave relevant, so I don't see why.
It might come up. You never know. I walk into each recording empty slate, pretty much.
Wow.
I'm not trying to plan ahead. I'm trying to make this as low effort as possible.
Speaking of not planning ahead, didn't I say I was going to ask you a second question about, like, what you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's what I said. What are you looking forward to as you continue in this project?
I'm about to just hit... I guess the other thing is I'm approaching the game kind of similar to how we did the podcast the first time, where I'm going to try and play it, like, a region at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
And try and, like, complete that region before I move on. And after, what I say, 11 episodes, I think I'm finally at the point where I just get to, the next time I sit down and play this game in a couple days, it's just going to be go for it.
Okay.
Where I'm kind of through the initial volley of stuff, and I'm excited to just dig in. There are, like, regions of the map I was looking at that I'm like, I don't remember if I ever went over there the first time. Yeah. So there's almost certainly a ton of stuff in this game I have not seen. So I've got a whole lot of fun stuff to look forward to, I think.
That's the thing I keep realizing when I think about this project is, at first blush, I'm like, oh, caves. Well, I went to caves. I know about caves. And then I realize there's how many caves in this game? There's no way I saw all of them. So I'm going to actually see stuff that I had no idea about in this game that I thought I played all of.
And, like, my memory was wrong. I kept expecting certain caves to show up certain places, and I'm like, oh, nope, I had that out of order. So we're going off of a year-old memory and a prayer, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Anything else we want to say while we have the listener's ear?
I don't know. Nintendo better not do any DLC while I'm doing this.
Don't worry, they promised they wouldn't do any DLC. I'm starting to take them at their word now. I think they actually don't want to do DLC for this game.
Okay, but the worst thing they could do is, what if they do a Switch 2 and there's a definitive edition that comes out and I'm not able to transfer data? This is the scenario I've concocted in my head that is the most vile.
For me specifically. That sounded really believable and terrible until you said not able to transfer data. Of course I'll let you transfer data.
I mean, I couldn't transfer the data from my Wii U game to the Switch game.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
I don't know. We'll see. That's, like, a year from now.
Let's not end this podcast on a pessimistic note.
Ryan, what was your favorite cave in Breath of the Wild?
In Breath of the Wild?
Yes.
I think it was the one by the on the eastern shore, that is kind of open to the air and barely a cave,
because that's
what we were looking at in Breath of the Wild, is caves that are barely caves.
I think I hypothesized that there were, like, four caves in Breath of the Wild, and that was the best one of them.
I'm really stuck to think of any other caves in Breath of the Wild.
I wanted to do this on the pod. This is good.
Oh, okay, good.
There's that seaside cave that rules. There's the ice cave in Hebra.
Okay.
There's a cave somewhere in Nekluta that you, like, it's, like, barely there. It's the tiniest little indentation, but it plays the cave theme when you go in there, so it counts.
Weird, okay. I don't remember that at all.
I mean, there's the cave at the very beginning of the game.
Okay.
I think that's it. I think there's only four caves.
Surely. No, okay. There's, like, the mine tunnels underneath Hyrule Castle.
Yeah.
Those are...
There's two...
I think there's more than one of them, too, so...
Hyrule Castle ends up...
Those have to count as caves.
I partition that else differently in my head, but you're totally right.
Sure.
Oh, and there's a tunnel... I think there's two tunnels in the Goron, in Death Mountain.
Seems likely...
And I'm excited.
Probably, yes.
I'm excited to go back to these places because I know that all these places get like extremely fleshed out.
Well, most of them. You mentioned the Cave of Awakening, which it gets defleshed.
I am excited to talk about that when I get
there. Okay. Look forward to it.
Caves.